Namaste and welcome to the fourth podcast episode of the year 2024. On behalf of the whole SAP family, I would like to thank you for tuning in. It's April, the time when flowers bloom and the world feels fresh. You can see signs of spring all around, and indeed, a time for new beginnings and hope. Talking about new beginnings and hope, in this episode, we will deep dive in one such offering that definitely brings hope for our community. Announced at TechEd last year and now generally available to all customers, Generative AI Hub will be our key focus for today's episode. So stay tuned for that. But let's first hear about some new enhancements done to the existing SAP BTP services. This time, from the SAP Build Process Automation side of the house, you can now configure data archiving limits for your visibility scenario. Again, on the SAP Build Process Automation, a set of 10 content packages, 8 business and 2 learning, were added to the store in February and March 2024. These content packages are tailored to different line of businesses such as procurement, SAP SuccessFactors, and SAP IBP. On the SAP Cloud Integration, design guidelines have been introduced that enable integration developers to design integration flows in a robust fashion to safeguard their business processes. These were just few selections from the list of items that are new to SAP BTP services. To know more, take a look at the links mentioned in the show notes. Now moving to the section where we invite guests to discuss on some selected topics, and this time we will deep dive and discuss how enterprises can unlock new capabilities with generative AI, and to do this, how Generative AI Hub gives them instant access to a broad range of large language models from different providers while preserving security and privacy. We have Hadi Harris as one of the lead product managers from the SAP Business AI team, who will touch upon this cool, trending, and innovative topic. Friends, family, and colleagues call him Hadi, and so do we. Welcome, Hadi, to our April episode of SAP BTP Talk.
Hello, hi. Thanks for being here. Thanks a lot.
Great. Whenever we invite experts in our podcast, Hadi, we play a small fun game with them. Do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure.
Great. So the game is, I will ask you to give me 2 or 3 words. Could be something that you see right now. And I will create a joke with them. If you laugh, I win. And if you don't, you win. And I can put the blame on the generative AI tool that I used. So are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah. Good words. Let me see. French press, mouse, laptop.
Okay. And the third one was? A laptop. Okay. Why did the mouse bring a French press to the laptop? Because it heard the laptop was drawing up some Java.
Okay. Not bad. But...
Not bad. But not enough.
Not to burst out and laugh. Yeah.
Okay. So that is something for my generative AI tool to learn. Yeah.
Yeah. You need to feed it a bit more with good jokes.
Good jokes. Yeah. No worries. So listeners, if the words matched to what you also see, give us a shout out on our social media channels. And if you can find a better joke, also post that. Our social media handles are in the show notes. Now we resume back to the topic for which we invited Hadi to our talk. Last year at TechEd, Generative AI Hub was announced and now generally available via SAP AI Core for productive use. Hadi, can you please bring our listeners up to speed and tell us what is Generative AI Hub?
Yeah, sure. So let me first start with the obvious one. So we are not talking about SAP Generative AI Hub, right? Because why? It's a product capability inside of existing tools, and this is called SAP AI Core and SAP AI Launchpad as the management UI. Why we are doing this? Because we truly believe that it's a combination of centrally managed generative AI models that you need, plus obviously the typical narrow AI stuff that is still needed. We talk in the couple of last weeks and months less about narrow AI, but it still is a big, big topic for a lot of companies and enterprises. So again, coming back to specifically to Generative AI Hub, as of now, what capabilities Generative AI Hub provides you as a user is easy instance access to frontier models, and thus taking away the complexity for you to set up those large language model, getting access to it. So as a developer, you can easily access it and iterate over it, explore over it, and so on.
So how does it fit into overall SAP's business AI portfolio? Can you put some light on that?
Let me phrase it like this. It's currently the backbone. And obviously, it's coming with some challenges that we need to solve, right? But everything that you see from the SAP Business AI portfolio needs to work, obviously, with generative AI model, and all are routed and connected to Generative AI Hub. So everything that you see in the SAP business portfolio, AI portfolios like SuccessFactors, like Ariba, like S4, and all other use cases that come out over the course of the year are basically connected to Generative AI Hub. And that's the overall SAP business AI strategy, right? To have one central place, one hub, centralize the efforts, centralize the connections, and so on. And to scale it also.
So being the backbone of SAP's business AI strategy, I'm sure there must be some main use cases where you see fit for the use of Generative AI Hub.
It's not only main uses, but like a lot of use cases, right? I mean, you think about it, we already shipped a lot of use cases across the whole portfolio, SAP portfolio in Q1, and it's already existing. And Q2, we're doubling down on top of it. And over the course of the year, we even get more and more use cases. In this case, we talk about those embedded use cases in the portfolios of S4 and the portfolios of SuccessFactors and so on. So typical use cases as of now are generation of something, right? Being it in a business case, being it in a non-business case, being it code examples. So it's a wide variety that you see also in the market, but also from business to do that. And there are also advanced cases where we have rounding in the background, where you even look into fine tunings. Agents are some currently interesting use cases that are explored. So it's really a wide variety of different use cases that we have planned or already shipped.
Adi, you mentioned about embeddings, you know, into the use cases. I just wonder, like, how this is different from other generative AI tools like we have in the market, for example, ChatGPT, Midjourney, so on and so forth.
So how the Generative AI Hub positions itself is, as the name suggests, it's the hub, right? And we are not, for me at least, I'm not competing against Midjourney or ChatGPT. Ultimately, we integrate those tools into Generative AI Hub so that you as a BTP developer don't need to integrate it yourself, right? Don't need to run through the commercial, through the legal assessment, through the checks, DPP checks, all this overhead we are taking over for you so that you can really focus on your use case, on your application, and ultimately on your AI story, right? So obviously, yeah, if you take it now line by line, there are certain things that we cover that others not cover, right? But ultimately, in the overall story is that we want to make it easier for our developers and users. That's the main goal.
So developers, you heard it right. All the pain on our side and not much to worry on your side. So Adi, which personas, you know, are involved while consuming Generative AI Hub in this whole flow?
Very good question. So we have a couple of personas here, right? It's obviously the typical developer, where with Gen AI, the barrier to AI is much lower. So you don't need to have a degree in data science or need to be an AI engineer or data scientist to work with AI. So coming from that perspective, we have a much more broader range now with generative AI overall for the personas. So coming again back to the personas, typical developers, being it a full stack developer or a Java developer or who the person wants to infuse certain functionalities to make it easier, leaner for their users where they want to introduce generative AI capabilities. That's the typical, let's say, BTP build persona, right? Then there is obviously also typical data scientist, AI engineers as a different persona where they want to interact with different models, see what works perfect, good for their use cases. Maybe they even think about extending current and narrow AI use cases with the capabilities of generative AI models. So that's the different persona that we see also using Generative AI Hub. And ultimately, with our playground, we also see newly now more and more power users and even business users that want to easily interact with LLMs for their daily tasks, right? So, but that's a different set of needs that they have, right? They don't want to work with API endpoints.
True.
So they would have an easy UI chatting or interacting with an LLM and getting something like, I don't know, I have an email, please write me an email shortly. Something getting out of that, right? So it's that broad range that we see currently from different personas.
Great. And very rightly said, Hadi, that, you know, the entry barrier is so low that it covers mostly all the personas that we have in an IT landscape. Can you give some overview on the licensing model and how SAP partners who are new or let's say existing partners and customers can use this offering?
Sure. So from license perspective, we decided to keep Generative AI Hub and also AI Core in the typical CPEA, Cloud Platform Enterprise Agreement, license model so that existing BTP partners and customers just can use it out of the box, right? Some of the listeners maybe heard that we have also a new concept called AI Unit, but that's more for the applications where they have already embedded something inside. Here it's rather, with Generative AI Hub, it's rather you build yourself the integration and do your use cases, and that's why it fits perfectly in the whole BTP CPA license model. And that's the typical customer approach. And now for partners, we also bring in early in Q1, after our initial GA, also the typical TDD license, that's the test, demonstration, and development license, because partners are obviously want to test first something before they build their solutions on top of it, before they sell it then to their customers, right? So from that perspective, we are currently covering both partners and customers. And what is really nice also that we have already interacting with a lot of partners via Hack2Builds. One was before Tagit and also one we conducted in Q1. And they are really keen using Generative.
Awesome. This is great, Hadi. And I'm sure, like, you know, with the inputs that you are giving, it is making our listeners more and more curious to try them hands-on. So if you can let our listeners know, what are those steps, mostly on the high level, that typically needs to be performed while setting this service up?
For our typical listeners from BTP, they know that you would obviously need to have a global account and maybe a sub-account, right? And then as an admin, you would go there and subscribe to or entitle to SAP AI Core. And we introduced with the GA of GenAI Hub, new service plan called Extended. And within Extended plan, you have then also the connection to Generative AI Hub. So basically, it's, while we try to make it as easy as possible, it's currently still some manual steps obviously needed on BTP Cockpit. But I also heard from some internal colleagues that they also work on to make it much easier. I'm not sure it's already, we can share this, but there is, like, you can think about automatically setting up for yourself. So with one click or two clicks, there's a script running in the background and providing this setup already.
Great. So to our new listeners and also existing listeners, don't worry. We will share the link to the onboarding guides. And also you can check out SAP Discovery Center, where we have some nice missions that can help you get started on these cool topics. Great. So Adi, like, well, while setting this service, is there any guidance on which foundation model to use? As you mentioned, like, you know, we have a broad coverage of large language models to be consumed.
That's a really good question, and I'm a bit struggling as of now, and not because of this talk here, but in general, if I get these questions, because even in the market, I don't see how someone can tell you for this specific use case, let's say, I don't know, just job description, you should use GPT-4, but for this use case, you should use TextBison or Gemini, right? So currently, it's more like a race to the best model overall. And for that, we truly believe that we as SAP provide you the option to test certain things. So rather saying, hey, you should use this model, at some point we will get to this guidance for sure, right? Also, the market will eventually converge to this guidance. But as of now, it's rather like exploring, seeing what works for you, what is really great from quality perspective, but maybe not so great from cost perspective, right? So having there some options to see what works for your use case, for your business case, that's exactly where the beauty from GenAI Hub comes in. And at some point, yeah, there will be some guidance obviously provided once all the things are a bit more matured and we know what works better.
Yeah. So Adi, it won't be wrong in saying that it is good to have this problem, right?
Exactly, yeah. And we, all the market, the full market needs to work on this, right? But yeah, it's takes some time. Obviously, it's not like you can say biggest model will be always the best. Well, because it always depends, obviously, on the needs, right? You have like a small use case where you say, I don't want to pay so much to GPT-4, right? Should be, in my case, also a smaller model works fine, then be it, right? Then you can't just say the biggest model always works best.
So Ali, like in the past, we have seen customers picking up one model and then, you know, moving to another model. So what if the customer decides to change the foundation models to another provider? Would that be an option with Generative AI Hub?
Yeah, so that's exactly what we are trying to abstract for our BTP developers.
Wonderful.
So currently, and this comes again from the narrow AI space, is that most integration developers face a challenge when they move from one API to another, right? So what we had and still have and also work on, even working to make it better, is to keep one stable URL so that it's still one integration that you've done. But what you could do is to exchange the underlying LLM or foundation model to a different one that might work for you, right? So while you are on a journey and developing something or have already something in production, you could see, okay, there's a much bigger model to a cheaper price, let's say, right? Let's change to that while not sacrificing your whole integration effort that you had earlier. Obviously, and this comes with a caveat, you need to test, obviously, always, right? With everything, you need to test thoroughly because changing from one model to a different model or even from model version to model version, there might be a change in the behavior. And that's why with the deterministic approach of LLMs or generative AI, probably need to test. So you expect the same quality or better quality. But if that's true, it's really easy to change from one to the other and still maintaining your integration effort.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And glad to hear that part. Andy, you also mentioned that, you know, on the Generative AI Hub, the developer needn't need to worry about privacy and, you know, the security issues and other crucial important aspects. So I just wonder what would be the frequency of updates, because this is an ever-changing game and, you know, every now and then we see new things coming on a regular basis. So what would be the frequency of updates provided to the Generative AI Hub and how it will be applied to the running solutions?
So first things first, we try not to enforce updates, right? So rather we say, for a productive purpose, please specify your model version so that you as an admin, because you know for sure what works better for you, right? You are not reflected by any changes that is coming. So you specify the model version. But at some point, obviously, the model version will be also deprecated either by us or by our AI partners. But with the model version, you can at least then migrate to a new model version. So the free coming to back to your question regarding the frequency of updates, it's really dynamic market, right? Like each second week or each week, it's something new. But you know, even though it's really, really interesting times where each week something new happens, we as SAP see ourselves in the need to be responsible, right? To provide you a safe, sane, good environment. And for this, we have all our processes in place and run thoroughly through it before we make something available. In general, you could think about each quarter latest, we do an update, right, on certain things, or even faster. So for some people, maybe it's too fast. For other people, it's too slow, depending, obviously, who you ask. If you would ask someone more from the traditional ERP world, right, it's two times a year, there's maybe an update.
True.
If you come from the cloud native, they say, yeah, daily delivery is there, right, typically. Like, so it's the full bandwidth you have through all the checks that we need to run because, you know, the models that we have at Generative AI Hub, and didn't cover this fully, we are not only providing this for our customers and partners, right? Mainly, we need to do the checks that we do also for our own safety, for our own applications. And that's why the outcome or the byproduct is that customers and partners can leverage all the checks that we do for ourselves, right? All the product standards, all these SOC 2 compliances, all the stuff that you would need for a productive way we are doing. And that's why sometimes it takes a bit longer.
Rightly said. So I would say that this race against the machines is an ever-changing game again.
That's for sure, yeah. I mean, and this is maybe for BTP and SAP a bit new that we try to really bring past newest models into BTP, right? Earlier, other products obviously have also regular updates like bi-monthly or monthly. But with this new models, it's really a race. And here we try really to assess first which models we should bring, because we are not providing all models, right? But on the same hand, a good fair updates on the new models so that still you as a developer have enough room to select and choose from.
So there's always options for the developers to choose from.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. Are there any reference success stories, Adi, that you would want to mention to our listeners?
Just come to again to the beginning. I really want to state that again, backbone, right? So the business AI, SAP business AI portfolio really relies on the backbone of Generative AI Hub. And for that, I mean, big success stories coming from, let's say, success factors with job description. Now newly shipped is the SAP build code shipment. We have more and more also planned for S4 private cloud and public cloud. So it's huge, right? It's for me, at least personally, these are the big success stories that we as an SAP company really move headstrong into this whole Gen AI world, right? But besides that, obviously, also I hear more and more partners, also especially in those hackathons that we conducted, really nice use cases that are there, and they also currently try to ship this to their customers, and also slowly customers directly are interacting with us to use the Generative AI Hub for their company, for their employees, and so on. So it's currently really moving. It's really interesting dynamic. So that's all for me success stories as of now.
Indeed, Adi. And I just want to mention that nobody has ever done it alone. So to our listeners, if you are a partner or a customer and you have some success stories that you would want to share with a broader audience, feel free to reach out to us. Adi, I would just like to, wrap this up. And if you can close with the key takeaways of Generative AI Hub, that would be really great for our listeners.
So key takeaway is, one, again, backbone of SAP's Generative AI strategy, right, for business AI portfolio. The other one is the access, the instant access to frontier AI models, right? And this sets us as a business AI company really apart from our competitors, where we say you get from us access to all those big partners that we have, and we are building more and more, and then you can leverage that and using it while still in a safe enterprise environment. So that's the big key takeaway. Besides that, obviously, BTP, I mean, we always play the game with BTP, right? Because it's run on BTP. So the data gravity that you have on BTP, all the mechanics that you have in BTP with auditing, with roles and responsibilities, and all the stuff that you already have existing, you would leverage also, right? So if you ask me, the answer to everything that you want to do with generative AI in BTP is obviously generative AI.
Very well put, Adi, and this is great. And I'm sure with these inputs from your side, our listeners must have definitely gained knowledge on this new capability of SAP Generative AI Hub. And also, you made them curious to try these stuff hands-on. So until machines needs chocolates, butterflies, and sun, I would like to thank you for taking out time from your busy calendar, Adi, and getting along with our listeners. I would also like to highlight to our listeners that, if you have further pressing questions around this topic, please refer to our show notes, where we have given some great links to help you get started, or give us a shout out on our social media channels. We will also link Hadi's social media channels as well, so feel free to reach out to him. You can also drop us an email at platformtalks@sap.com. With that, Hadi, I would really like to thank you again.
Thank you also for having me here and taking time to interviewing me here for this interesting topic.
That concludes our fourth episode of the year 2024 and number 106 of SAP BTP Talk. I would really like to thank you again for tuning in and staying till the very end. If you are listening to us for the first time and there were terms like Narrow AI, GPT-4, Midjourney, and so on that were not clear to you, please let us know on our social media channels or drop us an email at platformtalks@sap.com so that we can help you understand them. Plus, we are always ears to your feedback. So let us know what you liked, what you didn't, and most importantly, what you wish for in the next podcast. Sharing is caring. If you agree to that, please share the podcast with your tech friends and family. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave a rating and review. You can listen to this podcast on various mediums like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, to name a few. With that, I was your host, God of Day, aka G, reporting and recording live from Bangalore, India. Talk to you in the next episode. Until then, keep listening, keep learning, and keep growing. Cheers.